Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word. Come on, y'all. Let's rock up.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J.
And it's your girl, Miss J, and what a beautiful and awesome and glorious day it is. And thank you, everyone who has tuned in this morning. We are live. Y'all know where we at. blogtalkradio.com/MissJProductions. Mary, Mary, get up, an oldie but Grady. Great song letting you know, look, 24 hours are almost gone. Time don't wait. What you going to do with today? I know you're still getting over all the turkey, and you got to throw away all the wrapping paper that's still in the living room or the family room floor, or your trash is piled up outside and you just didn't feel like dealing with it. You might have snow all over the place, rain all over the place, but you still got to get up and keep it pushing. The new year is steadily, it's quickly approaching. You still have time this year to get it together. Don't just put stuff off and say, well, you know what, I'll do it next week. I'll do it after January 1st. Ain't nobody going to do nothing anyway. You know, now is the best time to get things in order. And I'm so serious. Do you know if you have to go to the DMV, this will be the only time of the year where there will actually be no lines? Have you ever been to the DMV where there's nobody in line and it takes you about 10 minutes to get in and get out? This is the best time to do it. Have you ever gone to a doctor's appointment, any government office, anything like that, and you didn't have to wait for 2 and 3 hours, now is the best time to do it, around the holidays, end of the year. Most people are saying, look, I ain't dealing with that. I ain't getting out. They're traveling. They're going to different places. They got family over, and they can't leave them in the house by themselves. This is the best time to get up and get things done. This is the best time to start planning for the next year. Don't wait till the next year to start planning for the next year. It's already here. You're already too late. 24 hours is almost gone. Get up. It's the day in the morning, so I'm going to help you not only OD on positivity today, but I got to get you ready for the new year. Got to get you ready for what's coming. Got to get you ready for what already happened, and it's waiting on you. It's already done. Everything that you're waiting for, God has already did it. He's waiting on you to get up and walk in it. Now, you done prayed, you done cried, you done snotted, you done called everybody, you done bugged your pastor 18 times to pray for you, lay hands on you, done slathered you down in oil, you done called all your friends, you done cried on your mama's pillow, you done cried on your daddy's pillow, you done bugged your kids, you done yelled at them because you're waiting for this blessing to come, and it's here. And God is saying after you did all that, you're still in the bed. You got to get up and go get it. It's time to get up. Shout out to Mary Mary and those of you who are ready to get up and go get it. We are going after 2013. We're not waiting for it. We're not victims. We're not waiting for something to happen to us. We don't just look for happiness. That means something got to happen. Then when it stops happening, you ain't happy no more. We want that joy that's on the inside that only God can give. He gives you that joy when you are secure in him, when you have prepared, when you know that you know that you know that you know. That's a shout out to all the old school folks. When there's no doubt that he's going to do it, prepare yourself for the greatness that's going to happen. Don't anticipate the crazy stuff. I always tell people personally what I do is I prepare for the worst, but I believe God for the best. God wants you to be wise. God wants you to use wisdom. Make sure you have it all together. Using wisdom is taking full advantage of all the time that you have. And right now, 24 hours is almost gone. So let's get back into some music. Tell everybody to tune in. I got to get y'all ready for 2013. We got some awesome things coming up in the new year. We're going to switch the show up a little bit, y'all. So y'all have been hanging in with me. Y'all going to see a whole new side of me that I know y'all been waiting for. I'm excited. More interactive things, more things going on the website. I'm just excited about everything. So everybody else, y'all just continue to hold on. We'll be right back. Miss J in the morning.
Here we go.
Rejoice in the Lord and be glad.
What it do? This is Matt, repping Harlem, and you're listening to Miss J in the Morning. Let's get lifted.
Jesus is God, and I dare you tell me otherwise. Because my eyes have witnessed Jehovah's goodness, so no Jehovah's Witness can witness to me that my God endowed Calvary to set me free. You see, I would not fall for this heresy. I would not stand for these lies, and I would not sit in silence because I refuse to be quiet about the violent death that my Savior suffered by the hands of this deceitful world who tries to tell me that my God isn't Jesus. Yes, this poem is for the unbelievers. The naysayers that say my Savior didn't save us, we try to say that he was just a prophet. Stop it. His false doctrine got me so hungry for truth I can taste it. What prophet you know that was highly exalted? Give it the name that is above every name. That under the name Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will proclaim that Jesus and God are the same, so get the game right. And realize it took God to rise 3 days after he died. Conquer death and defeat the grave. Cast out demons and give sight to the blind. So it's crazy how people feel blind to the fact that Jesus wasn't just a man, but God in the flesh, not a hippie or an archangel, but even angels in heaven worship him in spirit and in truth, sing praises to his name while bowing at his feet. But we, the people who was made from his image, deny his deity. We soak in Satan's lies like it's good for our skin. When Christ's skin was ripped, they stripped his rights, but searched the scriptures and find Christ back in his rightful place, placed at the right hand of the Father. His face is the light that other religions refuse to seek because he exposed their deep, dark secrets, but it's no secret that Jesus came from heaven down to earth, wrapped himself in human flesh just to become the Messiah. So these anti-Christ haters and liars can try to deny him if they want to, but Jesus is God, and I dare you tell me otherwise. Knowing that the sins of the world couldn't fit on nobody else's backs but God backed us up when he sent his son to take his wrath just to bring us back to himself. Here are some examples. One, Jesus said in John 10, 29 and 30 that no man can pluck us out of the hands of the Father, and I and the Father are one, so you can't take one without the other. Brother Muhammad, the Allah you serve is short for all lies. If all eyes is on Christ, we beseech you to compare the two. 1 John 2 and 23 says, whosoever denies the Son has not the Father, but he who accepts the Son has the Father also. Also letting us know that there is one and two, three. 1 John 5 and 7 says, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. See, it's simple math, and Christ is the one teaching the class. Man don't understand it. He's the one that gives understanding. Too busy standing on our own unstable knowledge, and we wonder why we fall for anything. Because with modern-day Pharisees who pass the bread to eat dirt, a mind is a terrible thing to waste, but your soul is much worse. So stop playing with Jesus, because he's the way, meaning he's the only way to the Father, and he's the truth, meaning he's the only true and living God, and he's the life, meaning he's the only one that gives life and can give life, because he is life, and he gave his life not for the righteous, but to call unbelievers to repentance. So he died for the Jehovah Witness, and he bled for the Muslims, body broken for the Mormons, and he rose for the Buddhists. But since we're such emotional creatures, some of us might just have to feel his wrath to see his righteousness, to realize our heart has eyes and has been blind to truth all this time. But the truth is, Jesus is the only God who stepped down from his throne and made his home in a man's body just so we can escape the wrath of sin. The only God that allowed Judas to betray him with a kiss just so the flames of hell would never kiss our skin. The only God that loved us first without our works or our sacrifices, but he sacrificed himself on the cross as a ransom, died just so men can see that Jesus is God. And on Judgment Day, for all those who don't believe, when he break your kneecaps calling you to bow at his feet, and he look you straight into your face with those flaming fireball eyes, I dare you to tell him otherwise.
Jesus is God. Spoken word feature right here, Miss J in the Morning. Make sure you check that out on YouTube. An awesome word. Makes you think a little bit more, doesn't it? You have tuned in to Miss J in the Morning right before that. Ty Trivet, hold on. Having a great day already because you started it off the right way right here with your girl, Miss J. Miss J in the Morning, we're live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, and we are now featured on iartistradio.com Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So grateful for all of you who continue to tune in and continue to support the show. We are expanding. We are doing some awesome things, and just like you, I am excited about 2013. team. So much is going on. You have to stay connected to the website to stay up. I don't have enough time to announce it all on the show or to tell it all. Those of you who continue to call me, send me text messages, Facebook messages, direct messages on Twitter, thank you so, 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 so much. Stay tuned to my YouTube page, J Worldwide Live. More videos being uploaded, more things going on there, having an awesome time for the holidays and helping you not just OD on positivity, but get prepared for life. There's a lot of youth that listen to the show, a lot of the teenagers, a lot of the, you know, the high school kids or the young adults, whatever you want to call yourselves. I appreciate you guys supporting me. Your energy keeps me going. You keep me laughing. You keep me doing what I'm doing for the adults and the parents. Thank you for allowing your children to share this opportunity with me, share this experience with me, and helping them to OD on positivity and grow to be great men and women that they have been created to be. You have to monitor what your children are listening to, what your children are watching. Monitor what you're listening to and what you're watching. Your children are watching you. So if you want to know why your daughter is so dramatic or your son just ain't listening and ain't getting it right, self-check first. Always do a self-check first. We're not always perfect. We don't get it all together and all right the first time. Sometimes it takes about 5 times. But do a self-check. Sometimes I need to do a self-check 2 or 3 times. Then I call somebody so they can check me, an accountability partner. Those of you who don't know what accountability partner is, it's more than a best friend. A best friend sometimes can love you to death. They can love you too much and don't want to hurt your feelings, so they won't tell you the truth. You need an accountability partner, a person that loves you enough that don't mind and tell you, A, that was wrong. You were wrong. You messed up. You needed to get together. And not just to tell you that and to bash you and to beat you down, but give you some options and say, hey, I'm going to walk with you. We're going through this. I'm going to come with you. I'm going to do this with you. Let's go together. You going through some hell? Well, I guess I got to get in the fire and go through some hell with you. That's what an accountability partner is. And you have to be accountable to your accountability partner as well. So it's somebody that you love enough that you can do the same for, not just receiving, but also giving. Sometimes you need more than one. I got 2 accountability partners. Those are the people I can laugh with, cry with. I can tell them my deepest, darkest secret. They will check me, get me back in line. They will cry with me. They will dance with me and celebrate with me and still love me the same. No hateration. If you're going to test an accountability partner, tell them you just got an awesome blessing and see how they react. Just make, I know lying ain't good, but just make up something. Just add a little extra. I always say you put a bin on the 10. Just make it a little bit extra than what it really is and see how they act. The ones that say, oh, that's nice, they not an accountability partner. Those haters, the ones that say, oh, that's what's up, okay, cool, and keep it pushing, or you start the conversation about you and then how it ends up to be about them when you said you needed somebody to listen to you, they're not a good accountability partner. So sometimes your best friend or the ones that you've known since high school or since elementary school or even your family members might not be good accountability partners. Just a little nugget to help you get ready for 2013, because I'm telling you, there are some things that you're about to walk into that are, I can't even speak them. Eyes have not seen, ear have not heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him, for you. It's not that, you know, you hope and you wish and you dream. He's already prepared these things for you. What God has for you, it's for you. It's not for anybody else. You just have to be patient sometimes. You have to just wait on it. He has to process you. It's just like your children. You're not going to give your 4-year-old, you know, the keys to the car. You just can't do that. He has to grow up. He has to be trained. He has to, even your 16-year-old, you have to train them. You have to make sure they're mature enough to make wise decisions to drive before you say, hey, you old enough now, here's the keys. The same thing with God. He has to prepare you. Now, it's for you. He's not going to stop. He's not going to take it back. He's not an Indian giver. You have to just wait. You have to be still sometimes and get prepared. We're going to get right back into some music. It's Miss J in the Morning getting you ready for 2013, and we'll be right back after this.
Slow down, come close and listen. It's been a long time. From Atlanta, Georgia, and whenever I need to OD on positivity, I'm always listening to Miss J in the Morning.
Live worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity.
Variety show.
Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources. Spoken word artists. Bands. Comedians. And event promotions. Subscribe to the show, blogtalkradio.com/Miz-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaway.
The website,
www.MizJProductions.com.
Make sure you log on to the website, www.MizJProductions.com. There you can find out everything that's going on. We'll have numerous updates within the next few weeks, getting ready for the new year, 2013. More stuff, more glory, more honor, more blessings, more favor, more fun, more laughs, more smiles, more positivity right here, Miss J in the Morning. We're going to release a poll on Facebook, on Twitter, on the website. I want you guys to give me feedback. What do you like more? I know you guys are asking for artist interviews. That's coming. I know you guys are asking for more variety of music. That's coming. I know you guys are asking for more special stuff in there, so we got to kind of figure it out because we can't do it all. I know some of you guys are actually asking if the show would be longer, so I want to know what you guys want. We're going to take a poll. The majority wins. I mean, hey, this is how it is. You know, that's how they do it in America for the most part. Y'all know the rules, majority wins. So make sure y'all stay locked. I'll release it on Facebook. It'll be released on the website so you guys can put your input, your voice, your vote. It does matter. It matters. Do you want more commercials? Do you want more independent artists or more national artists? Do you want more gospel versus more contemporary Christian? Do you want more R&B? Do you want more spoken word? Do you want more neo-soul, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? All of that will be on the website. You'll get an opportunity to join in. You'll get an opportunity to have your voice heard. If you want to say something, if you have something to say, you want to leave us a message, you have a special note or a special request, make sure you contact our office. Call 209-286-MIS-J. Again, area code 209-286-6495. Of course, long-distance charges do apply if you need to pay them through your carrier. But we're going to get back into the show. What we're doing right here, Ms. J, in the morning today is helping you get prepared for 2013. It is steadily and quickly approaching. I know y'all thought it would never get here. Some of y'all went through 2012 thinking, oh, my God, it is only January. It is only June. It is only October. Here it is, December, and we're going into the new year. You got to go into the new year right. There is an old saying that, you know, how you start the new year is how the rest of your year is going to go. I'm not really a superstitious, I used to call them superstitions. I'm not really a superstitious type person, but it is a good way to get yourself prepared. I mean, if you had to entertain that thought, how you go into the new year dictates how the rest of the year is going to be. Now, in a sense, of course, we know your past does not dictate your future, but how you prepare your mind, how you prepare your attitude, how you prepare yourself to go into the new year. If you go into the new year expecting nothing great to happen, then don't expect nothing great to happen in the new year. If you go into the new year prepared, ready to take on every challenge, expect every challenge to be taken on in the new year. So 2013 is not just going to be another year. It's going to be an awesome opportunity for you to grow and be a greater you. There is always room for growth. There is always great things to learn. You have never, ever, ever learned enough. Be willing to learn more. Be willing to have a different perspective. Be willing to have a different point of view. Learn something new every day. 2013 is not just going to be about, oh, well, I'm going to get more money. Of course, more finances will help free up some things and help empower you to do some more things. But if you haven't prepared yourself to manage your money well, then all you're going to do is go through a year with a lot more headaches and a lot more bills. That's not what we're going to do in 2013. We're going to be victorious. But you have to believe. Let's get right back into some music. It's Ms. J in the morning. Tell everybody to call in. 714-816-4743. We got the area code check-in coming up next.
Out of me. And now I'm traveling. We on a tour bus. CDs are selling now. They sing the songs with us. I can't believe it. No, I can't believe it. And when it's all about it, I pour sound like showers. I see my mama, and she just smiles and says, "What did you expect?
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Dove Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmt.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Man is making it happen.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
God is the ruler of all things. Life and its heart is his thing. He said, have faith and believe. Now I know that I'm ready.
Know that I'm ready.
Things in life may hurt, but he wants us to fulfill his word. Spread his word down here on earth. I'm ready to go. I know we have plenty more blessings.
Blessings.
Lord, I give my heart to you. Whatever you want me to do, I made a vow to you to be on this battlefield. Yeah. I know it's time.
I'm ready to go. Markella Walker out there, Little Rock, got it on lock. Shouts out to Cynthia Harris and my sis out there listening. Thank you so much for your support. Y'all need to make sure to log on to artist-onegirlgospelmgmt.com. One Girl Gospel Management is also on Facebook. They're on Twitter. They're on YouTube. Markella Walker, also a part of JDKT. Jesus Does Kind Things. Make sure you support your local artists. For information about booking, 501-416-0031. Hit them up. Make sure you support your local artists. Support your local artists. God Soldier, Markella Walker, only 18 years old, ready to go. That's the way we need to be going into 2013, ready to go. You got your armor on from head to toe. You're ready to go. You can't be scared. You can't be worried. You can't be doubtful. You can't be just, well, I hope it'll happen, but, you know, last time I tried it, it didn't work. Well, last time you weren't prepared. You didn't have the strength. You didn't have the knowledge. You didn't have the experience. Well, last time that I tried to date, you know, the guy did this, and the last time I did that, the guy did this, or the last time I did that, the girl did this, and she did this. Would you let go of that? A lot of times the reason why we can't move forward is because we keep looking back in our past. We keep holding on to the past. You can't move forward if you got your foot on the brake. You can't move forward if you got your car in reverse. Put it in D for drive. Move forward into 2013. Be a soldier. Be strong. God don't create no punks. He ain't no punk. Yeah, I said it. You got to get up and get ready. This is Ms. J in the Morning. I'm helping you to get ready for 2013. I'm ready, y'all. There are some things that are unseen. You don't know what is going to be thrown at you, but you have to be prepared for it. Put on the whole armor of God from head to toe. Cover yourself. Get into his word. Make sure you take care of your physical body as well as your spiritual body and your mental body. You can't sit here and say, oh, well, I want to get a new job, and you broke down and tired and can't stand up for 10 minutes without your feet hurting. You can't say that you want to go back to school and you ain't read a book and you don't know when. You have to get yourself prepared. You have to exercise yourself. You can't say, I'm going to go to church more, and you ain't got a lick of spiritual nothing that you starting at home. You can't go to church and then go home and be a heathen. You got to get it all together. That's what I'm trying to say. You got to get it all together. But the way you do that is letting go of your past, letting go of that old stuff. I know it hurts. I know it's hard to forget. I know it was painful. I know it was embarrassing. I know sometimes we do things that we just, why did I do that? Some of us have children, just be honest, that you did not prepare for. You ain't with that man, you ain't with that woman, and every time you look at your child looks just like him or her. But you don't condemn the child for that. You don't stay stuck in the past for the gift that you have. You move forward. You train that child up to be the greatest that they already are and that they're supposed to be. But you got to let go of the past. You got to let go of it. You can't go 18, 21, 54 years mad at the man or mad at the woman, or now you don't want to ever have any more kids again because you made the wrong choice. You got to let go of your past. Let's get back into some music, and I'll be right back after this. Y'all, we got to get ready for 2013. There's no looking back.
Letting go of all my fears, saying goodbye to the memories I hold.
looking back, Demita Hatton. You can't go forward with your head turned back. You can't drive forward with your car in reverse. You can't move forward looking in the rearview mirror. Y'all know all the sayings. You got to keep moving forward right here. Miss J in the morning. Y'all know how we do it Monday through Friday. We are live on blogtalkradio.com/MissJProduction, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, and now on iArtistRadio.com, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you keep it locked on iArtistRadio.com and download the iTunes app. You can listen 24/7 to the best in R&B, the best in hip-hop, the best in neo-soul, soul music, morning inspiration, and, of course, your girl, Ms. J in the morning. Y'all know what time it is now. I know I said it before, but I had to get some word out. It's time for the area code check-in. Those of you who are on your computer, you know what to do. Go ahead and call in and get in on this. 714-816-4743. It's time to rep your city no matter where you're from, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are. Some of y'all in a different area code than you live in because it's still the holidays and y'all trying to hide from your boss until the new year. It's okay. I'm glad you called in. So let's get ready for the area code check-in. Y'all know how we do it. North Cal be keeping it on lock. I love y'all up there. I love that everybody shows me. Dirty South, I see you out there. How y'all doing out there on the East Coast? All that snow, it looks beautiful in that winter wonderland. Shout out to everybody who is in some snow for the winter. We got rain over here on the West Coast. And you know what? I was happy to see some palm trees this winter. I'm back home in California. I spent about 12 years in the South, and I do miss the snow. I miss it sometimes. But you know what? It's so good to see kind of, you know, a wet tropical. It is cold, but I like the little change of weather going on for the holidays. Miss J is getting, you know, resettled back in there. But no matter where you are, I love that you show me love all around the world. Shout out to all of my international listeners. But here we go. 917-209-516-313-818-323-727-513-770-662-424. Did I say 757 already? I've got you too. 510, I see you call right back in. Thank you, everybody who's called in this morning, no matter how you're listening. Shout out to everybody that's listening on your computer. I am grateful for you all. It's the area code check-in, repping your city right here on Ms. J in the morning. We are going to feature different cities. Give a shout-out to those of you who continue to call in and have the most people calling in coming in 2013, and a special listener will get a prize. So those of you who are in your area, y'all need to tell everybody to continue to tune in because the more numbers, I'm going to let y'all know how it works. On the switchboard, when you guys call in, I get a whole bunch of phone numbers that just pop up, just phone numbers. So the area codes are, of course, displayed. Now, if you guys all call in your area and I see more of one area code than another area code, I will choose the winner from the area code that's representing the most. So the way that you can have better chances of winning is telling the people that's in your area code to listen, to tune in. 209 be having it on lock. 916 is real popular. 770-678, those are real popular. Sometimes, you know, I get the 510s to come in real heavy, but y'all have the area codes. Y'all got, you got a couple of callers calling in, so you need to get everybody in your area to call in and say, hey, she's only choosing the winner from the area code that reps the most. We have awesome giveaways in 2013. Good stuff. Give certificates, give cards to places that you love. You know, some radio stations, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Y'all know the truth. Some radio stations give you tickets or something you ain't never heard about. What is this? Who is a little Pookie in the Sunshine? But I don't know about them. I don't know them. I wasn't born in the 1940s. Are they still living? It's like the third generation of the group, or it's an imitation of the group, so they're always going to sing as a group songs, and they can't sing. And then you mad because you didn't even want to go, even if it was free. Then you get tickets to a restaurant that's closing down. And you're like, okay, I was wondering why everybody ain't never here and there's never any cars in the parking lot. We ain't going to do that on Miss J. Don't matter where you are. It does not matter where you are. It doesn't matter if you're close to me or far from me. You can win some awesome, awesome prizes. We got some great sponsors from some awesome companies that you love that can deliver your gift right to your door, deliver your prize. You can pick up your prize, all that great stuff, free tickets, free music, free gift cards, free products. But only the area codes that rep the most. I want those that show me some love. I got to show y'all some love, too. So get on the phone. Get on Facebook, get on Twitter, tell everybody, tune in. We got some more awesome things coming in 2013. Artist interviews are coming up. The artists that you are requesting will be live on our show, taking over Ms. J in the morning, doing some awesome things. But I want to get y'all prepared for the new year, not just for the show, but for your life. You got some great things going on in your life. Some of y'all going to have some kids in the new year. You got to be prepared. Some of y'all are getting married in the new year, great promotions, new jobs, starting school, graduating from school. All these great things are going on in the new year, and you have to be prepared. You can't be a victim. You have to be a victor. You got to be victorious. Conquer all of those challenges. Move forward. Some of y'all got kids that's finally starting school in the new year. I know I do. I'm excited. I'm finally be starting preschool. We'll see how this rolls. I can't wait. Y'all know, y'all parents out there know how I feel. Some of you guys are getting prepared for weddings. Some of you guys are new parents, first year celebration, all that great stuff that's going on. Not just from this day in the morning, but in y'all lives. And I know you guys are very successful. I know you guys are very blessed because you connected to me, and we all are. So I want you guys to open up and share all the great things that are happening for 2013. Not things that you are hoping for, but things that are happening. We're going to open up our discussion forum on our website where you guys can interact with me. Tell me what's going on. I can talk about it while we're on the show. We got the chat room coming up. We got the live video cast is coming up where you guys can actually see me while I'm broadcasting. It'll actually be streaming through our YouTube channel as well. So all of that stuff is going on. Y'all know I can't do it by myself. Only God can do it. It's all God. I don't take any credit. I'm just glad that he's using me, and I'm just a willing vessel. So I bless God for all of it all because I know he's got my back. Let's play this song. Y'all know it gets me going. It's J Moss. God's got it, and we'll be right back after this. And it's J in the morning, y'all.
Yo, P. J, ready? It's the new swag, baby.
Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta
work.
Whoa. Why?
Yeah, he's got a
whoa,
God got it. I'm telling you what I know, not what I heard. God's got it right here, Miss J in the morning. He's got you. He's got me. He's got 2013. God's already worked it out. Don't worry about where it's going to come from. Don't worry about your bills. Don't worry how they're going to get paid. He's already promised to supply everything you need according to his riches in glory. So all you got to do is just thank him in advance for the needs being met. If you delight yourself in him, he will give you the desires of your heart. So he knows you need transportation. But if you delight yourself in him, he might just give you that Benz you've been looking for. He might give you praying for. God's got it. God knows that you were not meant to be alone. He told us to be fruitful and to multiply, to build strong foundations, to let people know in the world that marriage does work, family does work. You are not meant to be just by yourself raising your kids alone, whether you're a man or female. He's already got it. Delight yourself in him. He will give you the desires of your heart. And my heart desires for you to have everything that God has prepared for you. And I'm so grateful that I have received tons, and I am expecting even more in 2013. And I'm grateful for y'all right here on Miss J in the morning. It's the end of the show. Y'all know, it's bittersweet. I hate to get offline, and I don't know, I might extend the show. I had a couple people asking, look, why can't you do a longer show? We'll talk about that a little bit later, but I want y'all to keep it locked. And I look forward to hearing y'all in the morning. I love you. It's Miss J in the morning. I'm going to go out on a little bit more of that J Moss. God's got it, y'all. I'll talk to y'all in the morning. Love you. Mwah.
Yo, P. J, ready. It's the new swag, baby.
Woke up this morning and I told myself, not going to worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta
work.
Whoa, he's gotta, yeah, he's gotta, whoa, he's gotta, yeah, check it out.
Why?
God's got it. 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 God's got it.